Let us come closer, inshallah. Jazakallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال تعالى ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله صدق الله العظيم الله رب العزة the creator of the entire universe خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنا تؤفكون الله الذي جعل لكم الليل والنهار يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر رب المشرقين ورب المغربين Allah that is the creator of every atom on the surface of this earth, below this earth. What we can see, what we cannot see, the creator is one. And Allah has created everything for His subservience. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam, everything will continue on its trajectory. As long as there's one person saying, Allah, Allah, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will continue. That is how mighty and how great is the name of Allah. It is mentioned that when Allah ta'ala created the earth and the first heaven and the second heaven and the third and the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, right up to the seventh heaven. Above the seventh heaven is a great ocean, a huge ocean. And above that, Allah Rabbul Izzat has created His arsh. And this arsh is supported by the four malaika. The four malaika, their shoulders are under the arsh of Allah and the feet on the surface of this earth. So great is the creation of Allah. So great is the majesty of Allah. That Allah that has created us, created you and I. From that drop of liquid, Allah has fashioned us in three layers of darkness. It is proven that if the mother is in askar, when the baby is in the stomach of the mother, then that has a direct effect on the fetus. Similarly, whatever the mother is doing or whatever she is listening to, that has an effect on the fetus. That is why we hear in the bygone times, a child born, so many paras, hafiz. Because the mother was reciting the Quran. The ta'alluq with the Quran, the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To generate this such a link with Allah. Our whole purpose of our existence is Allah. If we've got Allah in our lives, we've got everything. If our lives is devoid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got nothing. When Hazrat Masihullah Sahib, Sheikh was passing away, then the words that were coming out from his tongue was Allah, 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 Allah. First is the azan and the iqama. And when we're leaving this world, the name of Allah is on our lips. La ilaha illallah. This La ilaha illallah is such a powerful kalima that it negates everything. It negates our existence also. We are nothing. That La signifies the negation of our existence, of our possessions and whatever we have. Everything is negated. When a man leaves this world, what he leaves with? Nothing. Empty hands. Whatever, no matter how much he has amassed, how much he has in his possession, he won't be able to take one single item with him in the qabr. But that subhanallah he has recited once in his life. He will see the return of that in akhirat. That good action that he had done to somebody, he will see the return of that action. My dear respected brothers, one alim made a very good point. See, when you go to the qabristan, what is the dua? As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-kubur min al-mu'mineen wal-muslimin wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahikum. We're making salam. So if Allah and our Nabi has taught us to make salam to the dead, how come we are not making salam to those that are alive and around us? Why do we just pass by them? Why don't we make salam to them? Salam is a dua. We are instructed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the young should make salam to the old. The standing should make to the sitting. Ji. The salam is such a dua. It is a dua of maghfirat. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakat wa rahmat wa barakat. Baraka, blessings. Yet the common complaint we get is nobody makes salam. It is sunnah to enter the house with salam. It is sunnah to make salam before we start speaking. As a sign of respect to greet our elders with salam. Every sunnah is a dua, is a zikr. It is a remembrance of Allah. That in this situation, what dua must I recite so that I remember Allah? When I wake up in the morning, the dua that I recite is a remembrance of Allah. Even to this extent, when I'm entering the toilet, the dua that I recite, I'm remembering Allah. And I'm asking for maghfirat. Oh Allah, forgive me, I cannot take your name whilst I'm busy relieving yourself. So this name of Allah and the zikr of Allah must be constantly on our tongues. This remembrance of Allah is such a powerful azkar that it removes us from thinking about those things that will take us away from Allah. It stops us from sinning against Allah. It stops us from transgressing and going over the limits of Allah. At every given moment we remember our Creator. That is the meaning of taqwa. That fear of Allah, such a fear, not a fear out of dread. Not a fear that I'm going to get punished. But the fear out of love for Allah. That my Allah has loved me so much, has granted me the tawfiq of coming to the masjid, has granted me the ability of coming to the masjid, has granted me the ability to sit in a muzakara that's taking place to hear His beloved name. And to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers, this durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it is done with ikhlas, and with sincerity, and with love, then we have this, the incident of Sheikh Ahmad Rifai. The Rifai family is a very pious family that is based in Syria. Till today you hear the surname Rifai. Sheikh Ahmad Rifai goes to Medina to Munawwara. Not like us, on a plane, bus, and we're there. But after years of toiling and hardship, and recording the poetry that he's going to present in the front of the Rawda, of the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he gets there, and he recites his poetry with such love. First, when he gets to Bir Ali, he removes his shoes out of respect for the ground of Madinatul Munawwara. And in that searing heat, where the sun is blazing, the sand is so hot that you cannot even put your foot down. He walks in this condition and presents himself before the Mubarak resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Presents his salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out and shakes the hand of Ahmad Rifai, Sheikh Ahmad Rifai. All those people that are there view this. And look at the humbleness, look at the akhlaq of this Sheikh. He lies down on Babul Baqi and he instructs every person that is standing there that had witnessed this. Now if something happens like this to you or me, how we will feel that something great has happened. To humble himself and to remove that pride, he says, everybody walk over me. Step over me. So that this pride does not come into my heart. That is the love of Allah. That is the love of the Rasul of Allah. And Allah, through His Rasul, gave us this great work, my dear respected brothers. Wallahi, you do not understand how great this work is. It has changed the course of humanity. In the last 100 years, the only effort that has changed the way people think, the way people do things, and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and come closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is only this effort. Wherever you go in the world, if a person is dressed in this manner, he's a magnet. Where he's got the sunnah libas, the turban, the kurta, the most poor person will come up to you thinking that he'll get some assistance because this person looks like a very humble person. The person that thinks is elite, he'll come to you to ask you a question of Islam or deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this effort, and we have to look after it and nurture it. And this is the effort that will save our the progeny that is coming after us. There's nothing else. The way the fitnas are coming, and the way they will continue the onslaught on the ummah. In the hadith it is mentioned that qaqita'il layl, like how night comes. Al-fitanu, that this fitna will come like how the night comes suddenly over you. Yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran, or yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafiran. In the morning he have a state of iman, but during the course of the day he will do such an action unknown to him also. This is something that has removed him from the fold of Islam. And sometimes he will go to sleep, he'll read his kalimas, he'll read his du'as. But during the course of the night, he will engage in such an action that his iman will leave him. And in the morning, he wakes up bare iman. Allah Ta'ala save us, my dear respected friends. So, what is our effort? What is our responsibility? Our responsibility is the responsibility of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our responsibility, أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you believe, save yourselves and أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, and your family members. Haji Vipadi Rahmatullah Ali should always quote this ayat karima. Save yourselves, save your family members, save those around you, save the people of the city. All these are our responsibility. My dear respected brothers, that person that's not performing salah, whose responsibility it is? My responsibility. Mawlana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Ahmad Lat Sahib should mention this incident in one of my programs. That when the riots took place in Gujarat, so Mawlana, once he entered the room and he saw Hazratji crying. So Hazratji wasn't aware of his presence, so he quickly went out. But then he came back inside and said, Hazrat, what's the problem? Are you hurt? Are you ill? Why are you crying? So the same gham and the fikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how every ummati can become a jannati. So whatever is happening in the world, Hazrat said, that whatever has happened in Gujarat is my fault. Because of my weakness, because of my not giving dawah to them, that is why this is happening. Have we got the same concern for the ummah? Have we got the same concern for those around us? Have we got the same concern for our family members? My dear respected brothers, the Sahaba understood this very, very nicely. That this world is but just a few moments. And when this has to come to an end one day, when we leave this world one day, then our maqam and our place, everlasting place, abadan abada, is in the hereafter. Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. The iman in the unseen. Did we see Allah? Allah حق والساعة حق والنار حق والجنة حق. اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها. Allah is the truth. Allah حق. وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقْ. The time is coming when everything will be destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pose a question to everybody. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. There'll be nobody to answer. Everybody will be destroyed. Everybody will be gone. When that first blow of the trumpet, such a piercing sound, such a sound that the people that are living at that time, it will blow the eardrums up. It'll cause their brains to blow. And in that manner they will leave this world. Such a piercing sound. And Allah will make an announcement. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who is kingdom today? Nobody to answer. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Only for Allah. The one. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. My dear respected brothers, this da'wat that we are giving is for ourselves. Daily we have to give dawah to 25 people, not because of their hidayat, but because Allah must keep me on the sirat al-mustaqim. Allah must keep me on the straight path. This fitna is leaving nobody. Everybody is involved. Everybody is going in that direction. And the only thing that will remove the effects of this zulumat, of this darkness, is that light that comes when we speak about Allah. When we read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we speak about the greatness of Allah, then you will feel that illumination, your mind getting lighter, your heart getting softer, and anything that happens affects you, the tears start to flow. So my dear respected brothers, this zimmedari, this responsibility is for every ummati, be it a man, be it a woman, be it a child. Just as it is my responsibility to see to my family, to see to my children, in a similar manner, it is my responsibility if a certain musalli is not in the masjid, to go and find out why he didn't come to the masjid. Is he sick? Is he ill? Just like the malaika, when a person is not, that's supposed to be frequenting the masjid, is not in the masjid. Where is this person? Why is he not here? The pillar of the masjid is not here. So all aspects of deen is encompassed in dawah. So let us make an effort, my dear respected brothers, that how total deen can come into my life. And with this in my life, how it can spread to the people in my home. The amal of ta'aleem, our elders are over and over again, they are insisting and telling us, giving us tarheeb, that get the ta'aleem going in the houses, and we can see in front of us what is the situation. So my dear respected brothers, inshallah the Shab Guzari has started. This is the first program. Inshallah after this will be after the Maghrib Salah, the main bayan will take place. After Isha, the Hayatu Sahaba. And tomorrow morning after Ishraq, the Shab Guzari will finish. Inshallah we should all make intention to spend the night. To spend the night in the Markaz, to engage ourselves during the course of the night in A'mal, that we get closer to Allah. Lift our hands and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our hidayat and the hidayat of the ummah at large, and in the course of the week to make such an effort that not only the people become conscientized of what are their responsibilities, but they adopt these responsibilities and make it part of their lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.